Welcome to Mind Brews, your daily dose of information. Let's start. King Mahabali's Kingdom. A Kerala legend that lives through Onam. Have you ever imagined a world so harmonious that trust renders locks obsolete? Where prosperity isn't a zero-sum game but a shared experience? And where a king is loved not out of duty but genuine affection? Welcome to ancient Kerala under the benevolent reign of King Mahabali, affectionately known as Maveli. His story isn't confined to the dusty pages of forgotten lore. It's a living legend celebrated every year during Onam, a festival that transforms Kerala into a vibrant tapestry of culture, unity, and joy. Mahabali, a descendant of the Daityas and grandson of the virtuous Prahlada, was renowned for his grand benevolence and exemplary leadership. Despite his Asura lineage, he was a devout follower of Lord Vishnu, embodying righteousness and devotion. Under his reign, honesty wasn't just the best policy, it was the only policy. People left their doors open, not because they had nothing to lose, but because they had everything they needed. The very concept of theft was as alien as snowflakes in a tropical rainforest. Wealth wasn't measured in coins or possessions but in the richness of community and the abundance of trust. He was not a distant ruler confined to his palace. He walked among his people, listened to their stories, laughed at their jokes, and shared meals unannounced. His leadership was characterized by authenticity and genuine affection, making him a beloved figure whose popularity remains unmatched even by modern standards. Once a year, Mahabali returns to his people to light a million lamps, symbolizing the dispelling of darkness caused by anger, ego, greed, and ignorance. The tale of Vimana, perfection, it seems, has a way of attracting celestial attention. The gods, observing this utopia from their heavenly abodes, began to feel overshadowed by a mortal king who embodied divine virtues. To restore balance, Lord Vishnu descended to earth in the guise of Vimana, a humble dwarf Brahmin. During a grand sacrificial ritual, Vimana approached Bali and requested a grant of land, specifically, as much land as he could cover with three paces. Despite warnings from his advisor, Sukracharya, Bali granted the boon. Vimana then expanded to an immense size, traversing the earth and the heavens with his first two strides. With no space left for the third, Bali offered his own head as a stepping stone. This act of selflessness moved Vishnu, who granted Bali a boon, to visit his beloved people once a year. This annual homecoming is celebrated as Onam, a festival that bridges the realms of myth and reality. Genesis of Onam. Onam's origins are deeply intertwined with Bali's legacy. The folk song, Maveli Nadu Vanidam Kalam, Manishar Elaram Anu Pula, celebrates the era when all people were equal under Bali's rule. Kerala, the heartland of this legend, was the capital of the mighty Asura king. Under his reign, Kerala witnessed its golden era. There was no discrimination based on caste or class, no crime, corruption, poverty, sorrow, or disease. Thrikakara Temple. Onam is marked in Thrikakara, believed to be Bali's capital, where the Thrikakara Temple stands. This temple houses the deity Thrikakara Appan or Vamanamurthy, an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. The Sachindram Temple in Kanyakumari district artistically depicts the legend, where Lord Shiva is believed to have slain Banasura, Bali's son, highlighting the complex interplay of divine forces in Bali's story. Tradition and togetherness. Onam isn't merely a date on the calendar. It's an immersive experience that engages all the senses. Streets come alive with the aroma of freshly cooked delicacies, the rhythm of traditional drums, and the riot of colors from intricate pukkalams, floral carpets laid out to welcome King Mahabali. Crafted meticulously from petals of marigold, jasmine, and hibiscus, these designs evolve over the 10 days of the festival, each more elaborate than the last. It's nature's own canvas, painted with the hues of devotion and artistry. Central to the festivities is the Onam Sadya, a feast that is as much a culinary marvel as it is a communal rite. Served on gleaming banana leaves, the meal features a symphony of flavors, the tang of pulisari, the warmth of sambar, the crunch of papadam, and the sweet finale of payasam. With up to 26 dishes, it's less a meal and more a gastronomic odyssey. In a world obsessed with fast food and faster lives, the Sadya invites us to sit down, savor, and perhaps loosen that belt a notch. People from all walks of life, irrespective of caste, creed, or social standing, come together to celebrate. In the grand snake boat races known as Vilamkali, teams row in perfect unison, their boats slicing through the backwaters like graceful serpents. The festival becomes a celebration of unity, prosperity, and the enduring spirit of a king whose legacy continues to inspire. Multifaceted legacy. Mahabali's legacy is interpreted through various lenses across different texts and traditions. In Hinduism, he is revered as a true devotee of Lord Vishnu, embodying the highest form of bhakti, devotion. His unwavering faith even in the face of celestial intervention underscores his spiritual integrity. Texts like the Yoga Vasistha and the Bhagavata Purana highlight his devotion and the divine support he received to curb Indra's pride, portraying him as a supreme example of self-surrender and humility. In Sikhism, Vamana's interaction with Bali is mentioned in the Guru Granth Sahib, emphasizing the divine play and the lessons of devotion. The Skanda Purana and other Shaiva texts also honor Bali, depicting his daily worship of Lord Shiva and the blessings he received, further enriching his portrayal as a righteous and devoted king. Alternative narratives delve deeper into Bali's transformation into a pious ruler. According to the Yoga Vasistha, Bali concentrated on the mind and achieved self-satisfaction, teaching the Asuras to do the same. His battle with Indra, the acquisition of Indra's possessions, and his ultimate benevolence are chronicled with intricate details, showcasing his multifaceted personality. Legends also narrate how Vishnu supported Bali's mission to teach Indra, and how Ganesha blessed Vamana's mission, intertwining the stories of various deities in Bali's saga. Bali in gemology. An intriguing aspect of Bali's legend is his association with gemology. It is believed that after Bali was struck by Vishnu, different pieces of his body fell to earth and transformed into various gems and jewels. For instance, rubies are said to have originated from his blood drops, pearls from his mind, coral from his blood flowing into the sea, and blue sapphires from his eyes. This mythical origin story adds a layer of divine significance to these precious stones, linking them to the purity and sacrifice of a legendary king. A timeless reflection. The legend of Mahabali isn't a relic of the past. It's a mirror reflecting timeless values of generosity and integrity. In an age where trust is a rare commodity and promises often come with fine print, his story serves as a gentle reminder of what leadership can aspire to be. As we lay out our pukkalams and gather for the sadhya, we're not just honoring a king from antiquity. We're participating in a living tradition that binds us to a shared heritage. Onam invites us to open our doors, both literal and metaphorical, to the ideals that Mahabali embodied. Wishing you a joyous Onam. May the spirit of King Mahabali fill your homes with happiness, prosperity, and togetherness. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have a memorable sadhya experience or an Onam tradition that's close to your heart? Share your stories in the comments below. After all, festivals are best celebrated together, even in spirit. Are you interested in collaborating with us or sharing your unique perspectives? Perhaps you have a story that captures the essence of a tradition or a fresh take on cultural celebrations. Drop us a line at email protected. Fun facts and trivia. Gemological origins. Various gems are believed to have originated from different parts of Bali's body, each symbolizing his purity and sacrifice. Pukkalam evolution. The pukkalam starts small on the first day of Onam and grows progressively larger each day, symbolizing the anticipation of Mahabali's arrival. Universal appeal. Onam transcends religious boundaries in Kerala. Hindus, Christians, and Muslims alike partake in the festivities, making it a true celebration of unity. Record-breaking feasts. The Onam Sadhya at the Arinmula Parthasarathi Temple is one of the largest vegetarian feasts in the world, serving thousands of devotees in a single day. Pulakali performers. The tiger dance isn't just for entertainment, it's a 200-year-old tradition meant to amuse the king during Onam. Performers spend hours painting their bodies to resemble tigers, a spectacle of dedication and artistry. This article incorporates information from Genesis, fandom,